Yes, insisted Bill. Of course, don't you see? Mark did change after lunch, and to give him more of a chance of getting away, Cayley lied and said that he was wearing the brown suit in which the servants had seen him. Well, then he was afraid that the police might examine Mark's clothes and find the brown suit still there, so he hid it, and then dropped it in the pond afterwards. He turned eagerly to his friend, but Antony said nothing. Bill began to speak again, and was promptly waved into silence. "Don't say anything more, old boy. You've given me quite enough to think about. Don't let's bother about it tonight. We'll just have a look at this cupboard and then get to bed." But the cupboard had not much to tell them that night. It was empty, save for a few old bottles. "Well, that's that," said Bill. But Antony, on his knees with the torch in his hand, continued to search for something else. "What are you looking for?" asked Bill at last. "Something that isn't there," said Antony, getting up and dusting his trousers. And he locked the door again. End of chapter 17.